Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
So as I mentioned there, we've new figures out this morning from the CSO. Wholesale electricity prices in Ireland have dropped 40% over the last year. So what does that mean for our bills? Dara Cassidy, Head of Communications at bonkers.ie, is on the line. So Dara, is this good news for consumers?
Hi Claire, it is definitely good news for consumers, especially if we're all hoping for cheaper energy bills, which I think most of us will be. Wholesale prices have fallen 40% over the past year. They did increase slightly over the month, but they're now down around 80% from where they were at the height of the energy crisis in the summer and the autumn of 2022. So even though we're a long way from where we were back then, it still does need to be highlighted that wholesale prices are still actually very, very high. To sit around double normal levels. Mm-hmm. But there is some normality returning to the energy markets. And I think given where wholesale prices are, we will hopefully see another round of price cuts in the second half of the year.
Okay, so just one more, you think? Just one more cut?
I think probably, we've had two. So since last September, there's been two price cuts and they've seen bills fall by around maybe 20 to 25% on average. Now, Claire, despite those two cuts, the cost of electricity and gas for households is still around 80 to 90% above where it was around maybe 2 or 3 years ago. So energy bills are still very, very high. I realise that. But just given where wholesale prices are now at the moment, I think we'll see another maybe 10 to 20% drop in the second half of the year. Beyond that, it's tough to tell. It doesn't look as if wholesale prices are going to fall much further in the short to medium term. They're kind of settling around the 70 to 80 euro per megawatt hour, which is kind of, like I said, around double normal levels. But maybe next year we could see another round of price cuts. But I think just in the short to medium term, because electricity and gas and wholesale markets are still quite volatile, we might just see that 10 to 20% cut, which I think would be very, very welcomed, mm-hmm. obviously.
Now, on the other side of this, though, you're likely to see the government rolling back on energy credits, and people are going to notice that too.
Yeah, that is it. It's kind of good news and bad news, because I suppose the more the energy market returns to normal, the more the government is going to say, well, actually, households don't need help. And at the height of the crisis, we saw VAT being reduced. We saw energy credits of several hundred euro. In fact, over 1,200 euro was given to households cumulatively over the past maybe 2 years in energy credits. And there's been a lot of budget kite flying starting very, very early. And the government is saying that maybe there'll be some energy credits again this year. But on the one hand, like I said, if we see prices go down, we could see the government roll back on some of those supports, meaning people may not actually feel that much better off this year, despite the slightly lower prices. Mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting to see how that all plays out over the next maybe few months. But there are, though, good deals, of course, for people who switch. There's much lower prices on offer to those who are prepared, to switch supplier and get a new customer discount.
Yeah, what we want to see, though, really, from a consumer point of view, is a bit of a price war. And, for one or two of those companies to break ranks and to cut prices a couple of times in the remaining part of the year.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's necessarily going to be a price war breaking out. Although, mind you, when one company moves, the rest do follow. And as I said, we've seen two rounds of price cuts. So there is a little bit of competition creeping back into the markets, which is good. But just, Claire, given where wholesale prices are, they're still, as I keep saying, around double normal levels. Yeah. And until that changes, there's only so much that can be done on the retail side. But we are seeing competition, I do think, and a little bit of a price war for new customers. With a new entrant come in, Energy, which kind of markets itself as being the cheapest electricity provider. And there's been a bit of a tit for tat between SSE, Flowgas to try and remain the cheapest electricity supplier in particular.
Okay.
And that's seen prices for new customers go down.
All right, Dara, we're out of time, but thank you so much. Dara Cassidy there from bonkers.ie.